Hello and welcome to our reflection from Streatham Vale Baptist Church. We'll get to our reflection in a moment, but first I need to fulfil my promise on last week to update you on whether I managed the challenge I set myself. Just to remind you, I felt challenged to pray for a friend of mine with and for her for an injury that she suffered. I had been challenged to pray for her and I didn't manage it last week, but this week I can tell you that although I didn't manage to pray with her in person, I was able to pray for her over WhatsApp. God works in all ways. I haven't heard any update on her injury, but I will continue to pray for and with her. But thank you for holding me accountable to my commitments to pray for people. But anyway, today it is Palm Sunday, and as we will read in a moment, we remember when Jesus entered Jerusalem on a donkey, as crowds surrounded him, shouting out praise and celebration. The crowds had begun to realise that Jesus was the Messiah, the one coming to save them, the one who would bring salvation. But they didn't know what that meant. Many at the time imagined that Jesus was going to come and re-establish Israel as a ruling power, one which would rule in strength over all other nations. But Jesus did not enter Jerusalem on a war horse in order to bring war and violence. Instead, he entered in on a donkey, a symbol of peace and justice, demonstrating the kind of kingdom that Jesus was coming to bring. So I'm going to read from Matthew 21, verses 1 to 11. As they approached Jerusalem and came to Bethphage on the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, "Go to the village ahead of you, and at once you will find a donkey tied there, with her colt by her. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone says anything to you, say that the Lord needs them, and he will send them right away." This took place to fulfil what was spoken through the prophet. "Say to daughter Zion, see, your king comes to you, gentle and riding on a donkey, and on a colt, the foal of a donkey." The disciples went and did as Jesus instructed them. They brought the donkey and the colt and placed their cloaks on them for Jesus to sit on. A very large crowd spread their cloaks on the road, while others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road. The crowds that went ahead of him and those that followed shouted, "Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord! Hosanna in the highest heaven!" When Jesus entered Jerusalem, the whole city was stirred and asked, "Who is this?" The crowd answered, "This is Jesus, the prophet from Nazareth in Galilee." So I'd like to enter into the mind of one of the characters in this story, the owner of the donkey. "Here I am, minding my own business, when some men come over and head straight to my donkeys. What are they doing? They're mine." Well, of course, I hurry over. They can't just get away with stealing my donkey and colt in broad daylight. I demand to know what they're doing. And then one of them turns to me and says, "The Lord needs them." And with these words, all my protests and complaints suddenly die. It may seem strange, but a few days ago, my life was changed when I encountered this man named Jesus. In many ways, the meeting was unmemorable. He approached me and told me that he needed to use my donkey at some point. It was a simple conversation, but the sense I got, it was amazing, almost holy, like somehow I was in the presence of God. But surely that's ridiculous. But whoever he is, I knew I wanted to help, to serve him in some way. So as soon as these men turned up and tell me that the Lord needs my donkey, I knew what I needed to do. I let them untie my donkey and my colt, and they begin to lead them off. So of course I follow them. There's no way I'm letting them get away from me. I need to see Jesus again. to watch what is going to happen. As we reach Jesus, the disciples put their cloaks on my donkey, and Jesus sits on it. There is this buzz in the air, a sense of anticipation. As I look at Jesus sitting on my donkey, my mind leaps to a familiar passage, one I learnt when I was a kid. Rejoice greatly, daughter Zion. Shout, daughter Jerusalem. See, your king comes to you, victorious and righteous, lowly and riding on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey. That passage speaks of the hope and joy of Israel's king coming to save us. Is Jesus our king, our Messiah? Could the one who comes to save us really be riding into Jerusalem on my donkey? Does this mean that we're finally going to get rid of the Roman oppression? But if he's going to fight the Romans, is he really going to do it on a donkey? They are animals of peace, not of war. I don't understand it, but I do know that this man is something special. He is our Messiah, even if I can't understand how he is going to save us. The crowd clearly realised Jesus' importance too. They are taking their cloaks and lying them down on the floor in front of Jesus. Oh, and some people have cut off palm branches as well. Everyone is cheering and the atmosphere is amazing. I can't help but get caught up in it all. I grab a palm branch and wave it in praise. This is amazing. Some people start a chant using familiar lines from the Psalms. Hosanna to the Son of David. I join in, Hosanna to the Son of David. The Son of David is the one who will save us. We continue calling out chants of praise to glorify the coming of our Messiah. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Everyone in the crowd is so excited as we enter Jerusalem. But the people there look nervous. A man attracts my attention as we pass by and he asks, who is this? He looks anxious, but I don't know why. Doesn't he realise how great Jesus is? I tell him, this is Jesus, the prophet from Nazareth, from in Galilee. I try to communicate how fantastic this is, but the man just backs away in fear. Why doesn't he want to know Jesus? Doesn't he know what he is missing? Doesn't he know what he is missing? The people in Jerusalem reacted fearfully to Jesus' arrival. Who is this? They ask. They don't know what to make of Jesus, and they are worried about how his arrival will affect their lives. The people living in Jerusalem may not have been happy with everything in their lives, but they were used to things the way that they were, and they were maybe not ready for a change. Sometimes we react like this too. Perhaps we are feeling this as we begin the steps to move out of lockdown. We might be looking forward to new freedoms, but there are also maybe a lot of anxiety and fear around it. When we are familiar with our routines, we get comfortable, even if we're not completely happy. And so we become fearful when we need to move outside of that comfortable place, even if the changes seem positive. But is this true of our relationship with Jesus? Perhaps Jesus is welcoming you to get to know him, and you are asking, like those people in Jerusalem, who is this? Not wanting to get any closer. Or perhaps you have a relationship with Jesus and have grown comfortable with how things are, but Jesus is now asking if you will let him in further and deepen your relationship with him. Or perhaps he is asking you to trust him and asking you to take steps out in faith. How are you responding to Jesus's invitation to know him and trust him more? Are you responding with faith or fear? In Matthew's account of the events of Palm Sunday, we see other people reacting in different ways to Jesus. There are the enthusiastic crowds of people calling praises and exaltations. They get swept up in the hype and excitement of the day. the atmosphere of anticipation is an irresistible pull. But how much do they really know and understand about the person they are exalting? Are they interested in sticking with Jesus through everything? Or are they only enjoying the atmosphere and the excitement of the moment? In just a few short days, when the atmosphere changes from celebration to hatred, it seems there is no longer a crowd of people calling out praise, but rather a tide of people calling for his death. The crowd, it seems, just follow along with whatever is popular. Is this something that we find ourselves doing? Do we behave differently depending on who we are with? It is difficult to be distinctive when all we want to do is fit in, to belong to a group. Is it more important to belong to a particular friendship group or to belong to Jesus, to be part of God's family? Another character who reacts to Jesus is the one that we've already looked at a bit. I gave my interpretation of what the donkey owner's reaction might be. That sense that there is something important, something special about Jesus, but probably not fully realising what. Although he didn't realise what was going on, he did want to give something to Jesus. He freely offered the use of his donkey, allowing Jesus the use of his resources. The donkey would have been an important asset to the man, so to give it away without question would have been a massive risk. However, this man knew he had to give something to Jesus. How about us? Is there anything that Jesus wants us to give him? Are we holding on to things that Jesus has told us to let go of? Perhaps Jesus wants us to use our resources, our assets, for him. And we also have Jesus's obedient disciples who follow him even if the instructions seem strange, such as fetching a donkey with only the instruction the Lord needs it. They have walked with him and learnt from him, following him through many journeys. But the hardest parts of the journey are still to come. Following Jesus is not easy, and we may have to walk some difficult roads. But God promises to walk with us every step of the way. Are we confident that God is with us? Will we choose to follow his lead, wherever it may take us, even if we cannot understand why we are being led in that direction? So how do we respond to Jesus coming into our lives, leading us in the direction he calls us to? Do we back away, reacting with fear, not wanting our lives to change? Do we just follow whatever is popular? So whatever group that we're in, are we led by their decisions? Do we give our time, our resources, our materials to God? And do we follow him with everything we have, whatever that direction is? How is God calling to you today? Amen.